This is a CHUI News Update. Hundreds of Americans once again came to visit Harbor City this past weekend, but this time, many healthcare workers came to learn more about making Nanaimo their new home. The second annual Nanaimo Infusion was held this past weekend, where local Nanaimoites, Todd and Jocelyn Mappin, invited Americans through social media to visit and support the local economy of the city. Last year's infusion saw about 400 Americans visit for the weekend. This year saw over 1,000. New this year was a focus on healthcare workers visiting for the infusion who are interested in moving from the USA to Canada. On the first day of the infusion, Friday, April 24th, Island Health hosted an open house at the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital for interested healthcare workers to talk to recruiters about the many employment opportunities across Vancouver Island. Hallways were packed with American visitors, Island Health staff, and Americans who have already made the jump to Nanaimo.
I saw a TikTok of Todd Maffin's shortly after the Nanaimo infusion last year, inviting Americans that were looking for work up in Canada, that he had a community and a website, and I put that in my back pocket because I was very interested, but I wasn't really sure if it was going to get weird enough in the U.S., but shortly thereafter, it sure did, and so I started to investigate that process a little bit.
That was Kelly Portnoy, an American from Arizona, who recently moved to Nanaimo to work as a registered nurse for Island Health. She's been working and living in Nanaimo since January of this year.
I didn't think that I would ever be in a position to emigrate out of the United States. The way things have unfolded down there and escalated as quickly as they have, it made me realize that it was in my best interest to look at other options, and that TikTok gave me an opportunity to consider an area that is absolutely stunningly gorgeous.
Her first visit to Nanaimo was for a conference years ago, but Portnoy says it was because of Todd's TikToks that she knew Nanaimo was a place for her.
Amazing. It's been a whirlwind of experience. It feels like I just got here, but also feels like I've been here forever at the same time. I have met so many other Americans that have made the jump, and I've met so many amazing Canadians that have helped support, and just the community here is absolutely incredible.
Rachel Smith-Taylor is also a registered nurse now working in the emergency room at the NRGH. She has been working in Nanaimo since October after moving from Texas.
Me and my partner are a same-sex couple living in Central Texas. We decided that our kids were about grown. Our last one is in grade 12, so we were going to travel nurse as a semi-retirement type thing. You know, work for 6 weeks, travel 6 weeks, do whatever. Pacific Northwest is where we were looking to go. And then I came across Todd's TikTok one night, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty Pacific Northwest.
Smith-Taylor says after seeing the social media posts, she surprised her wife with a trip to Nanaimo for the infusion last year. She says she was first only interested in the infusion as a way to support their Canadian counterparts. But once they got here, they opened up to the possibilities of moving.
That they found out we were medical. You know, she's an ICU nurse, so we're both in healthcare. They gave us a tour of the hospital, and within a month, I had a job offer. And I was like, you know, things just don't happen like that. So that was a sign from the universe. And so I accepted, and I came up in October.
Currently, Smith-Taylor is living in Nanaimo by herself, with plans for her wife to relocate to Nanaimo to work at the hospital in the fall. They are just waiting for their youngest son to settle into college down the States.
It's been hard because I don't have my family because I'm here alone. But it was like I was picked up and put into a beautiful family when I came to Nanaimo. Everyone has been so welcoming, so just loving and supportive, and anything I could ever ask for or need, someone's there to say, hey, we got you, let's do this, you know. So I do have a great support system here, and if without that, I don't know that I would have made it, but it's hard being without my family for sure.
Carly Powell is the director of recruitment services for Island Health. She says it's been great hosting this open house and meeting all interested Americans.
There's so many people here that have traveled so far from the U.S., from across Canada. They're here to gather information from the recruitment team about opportunities here within Island Health. Some specifically for Nanaimo, but a lot are seeking opportunities throughout the region.
Along with efforts by Todd and Jocelyn to bring in new healthcare professionals to Canada, both the government of British Columbia and the local health authorities across the province, have upped their game in recruitment efforts. According to the Provincial Ministry of Health, between March 2025 and February 2026, 141 U.S.-trained healthcare professionals started working at Island Health. This number is included in the over 500 healthcare workers who have started working across the province from the United States between the same dates.
Different efforts we're doing right now, and Todd's grassroots event has been wonderful. It's truly been an event that we have seen a lot of benefit from. We've had a lot of connection with those that are looking at opportunities down the road, that are seeking opportunities right now, and we're just very thankful to everybody that's made their ventures up to see us.
Powell says she has never seen such a boom in Americans coming to work in BC healthcare.
They were just seeking new opportunities. They were seeking relocation. They feel seen here. They feel welcome into the organization. They love the region. They're out hiking and doing different things than they would do back home. We see people today from Nebraska, and they're looking at the trees in awe of the beauty in the neighborhood. It's neat to see it through their eyes.
While the infusion and the open house was held in Nanaimo, Powell says their job at Island Health is to represent the whole region and bring awareness to all possibilities across the Vancouver Island area.
We are here as an organization representing Island Health as a whole. So we have opportunities all throughout the region, in North Vancouver Island, in South Island, of course, and in our Western communities also. So we have lots of opportunities. There's different areas of geography that people may be interested in. It's really about bringing people their awareness and helping people find their place.
On Saturday, the Infusion held its annual family photo at the Nanaimo sign at Maffeo Sun Park, downtown Nanaimo. Hundreds of Americans and locals gathered around the park, chatting about shared interests, their love for Canada, and how they can support each other. Brian Barrow, a retired healthcare professional who years prior moved to Canada from the United States, was holding up a sign encouraging Americans to ask him questions about the process.
I'm just here to be part of the joy and the excitement of the infusion, and hope to get some more healthcare workers here on the island. And my wife and I are retired healthcare workers that came to Canada from the U.S. in 2012, so we thought we might have a little informal advice for folks who have questions.
Justin and Kirby Thomas are a couple with a big interest in moving to Nanaimo from Florida. Justin works in radiology, and Kirby is a data scientist. Justin says after hearing about the infusion from his mother-in-law, he was interested in coming to it this year to see what job opportunities were like for healthcare workers on Vancouver Island.
I've always had a very strong passion for people, but more importantly, there's a lot of for-profit hospitals that I refuse to work for in the States, and I've lost several friends for that because I don't believe healthcare should be a thing that people have to struggle for. I believe it's a human right. So when I had the opportunity, I came up here, I went to the tour, and everyone has just been fantastic.
Kirby says the biggest contender for why they want to move is the political climate back home.
It's very isolating and stressful, and I just feel like my nervous system honestly needs a break from everything that's going on. And we have a daughter, and in Florida, they just passed an open carry law. And so pretty much guns are allowed to be everywhere. And the number of mass shootings that happen in our country right now, a day, every single day, is really weighing on me. And so we have to make a choice of, you know, where are we going to be safe? What's best for our family?
This was both their first time visiting Canada, and Justin says trying an Nanaimo bar has been one of his favorite things he has done.
The parks are gorgeous. We've never seen mountains and the ocean at the same time. Huge deal. Very fun to be around. Just everything's gorgeous.
Justin says even before visiting Nanaimo, they knew it was a place for them. So they're currently working through the process of moving to Canada. But with several federal government shutdowns in the United States, the process remains unclear when the family will be able to officially move to the Harbor City. In the meantime, the two are enjoying their time in Nanaimo and are excited to see what comes next.
To the fellow Canadians, thank you so much for showing us that there is that support across the border. We felt so isolated, and now we feel so like not crazy that we wanted to come here and to be around people that know and understand our struggle. And to the fellow Americans, even if you're like, maybe not important to me, just come visit. If nothing else, you're going to meet wonderful people, and they're going to help restore your faith in humanity.
Christine Briggs is also an American healthcare professional who is planning to move to Canada to work in healthcare from Florida. While she and her husband are looking to move to Nova Scotia, she and her husband and her friend still thought it'd be a fun trip to come up for the Nanaimo infusion. Since the start of the infusion, many other communities and provinces across the country have started their own infusion.
My husband and I watched a video series called Canada Over the Edge, and so the first season dealt with all the Atlantic provinces, Nova Scotia being the first one. And so that kind of put the seed in the head that maybe we need to go look there.
She says it was because of the political climate back home that was a key factor for why her and her husband want to relocate.
Well, obviously the geopolitical climate in Florida is to the point where I can't do it anymore. I sold my practice. I spend more time at my daughter's house in Massachusetts than I do in my home state. Todd said something very real that hit home. He said, you know, we're very happy that you're here, but we don't want you to just be running from. What are you running to? For me, that was Nova Scotia. When we got there, it was very much, I'm home. So since I've had my birth home kind of taken away from me, Nova Scotia said, you're home.
Briggs says they have made several trips to Nova Scotia, and they are now just waiting to receive her final written offer to make the move. She says, just like Nanaimo, the communities in Nova Scotia have been welcoming.
And when they find out, you know, I'm a nurse practitioner and I'm considering coming, one of the sweetest ladies I met in Nova Scotia has a little fish drive-in. And I told her that I was considering coming there, and she's like, oh, honey, please come here, because if you do, I'll feed you. You know, it was just so kind, and everywhere I went, people befriended us, talked to us, you know, walked right up and went, you have, you know, U.S. plates on your car. Do you need suggestions on where to go, where to eat, where to sightsee?
To see more of the work Todd and Jocelyn Maffin have been doing to encourage more Americans to move to Nanaimo, you can visit their official Nanaimo Infusion website. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
Canada, we stand on
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.